Welcome back. This is Category 5 Technology TV, and look at that.
Raspberry Pi.
Imagine that in this little box is a server.
Huh. I imagine.
This is the world that we live in. A Raspberry Pi 3, you can pick them up at cat5.tv/pi. It'll direct you to all kinds of sources, like you can buy them on Amazon. You've got one.
I have one.
I've got several. A lot of us have several, but they're an inexpensive SBC. Any guess on what SBC stands for?
SBC?
Yeah. Putting you on the spot.
Okay, SBC.
You're like small micro board.
Super bitty computer.
Single board computer.
Oh, I was so close.
Very close. So it's like the size of a credit card, and it is all built into one circuit board.
Right.
So the processor, the RAM, everything is in there. The only thing that you have to really add is you've got to put it in a case, which I've done here.
Right.
I don't know if you all can, you can kind of see that under my monitor. There
it's
it is.
I've super already hooked easy it up for to you build. For I did build one in an episode
yeah.
previously.
We've done a lot of Raspberry Pi features, and last week was no exception. We did the comparison of the XU4Q to the Raspberry Pi 3. In past episodes, Sasha's built one. Go onto our website, category5.tv, and click on the search up at the top, and you'll be able to just to type in Raspberry Pi, and you'll find a bunch of stuff. I'm going to put that right there just to remind you what we're talking about. Speaking of having done Raspberry Pi features in the past.
Yes.
Episode number 459, Jeff and I were on the air. You were in the newsroom, and we did the very same feature that we're doing tonight. However, things have changed.
Things have changed.
Episode 459, that was almost 2 years ago.
Right.
And in that time, now that demonstration was on Debian Jesse, Raspbian Jesse in this case. And now we're using Raspbian Stretch.
Mm-hmm.
So we've had a really great response, and if you're watching this on YouTube, you know that you may have found this through our previous feature from 2 years ago, and now being 2018, a lot of the technology has changed. It's improved,
right.
It's gotten better, and it's also broken some of the steps in the tutorial from our video from a couple years back.
Right.
So it's high time for us to redo the demonstration.
A little refresher.
And show you how to do it. Sasha, one of the things that has changed since that initial demonstration is we've been watching the comments on YouTube. We've been watching the comments on our website, category5.tv, and one of the resounding comments, well, basically one of the resounding themes is coming from people who are brand new to single board computing, brand new to Linux, and they want to try it out, but it's so complicated to go through all these steps.
So, I hear ya.
Yeah, so this is kind of a two-piece demonstration in this one video. We're going to get to the DIY. Let's break it down and walk you through all the steps, step by step,
mm-hmm.
and show you how to set up your own Raspberry Pi Plex Media server. But we've also taken the time to create a ready-to-deploy image for Raspberry Pi 3. It's called Plex Pi, and you can get it at plexpi.com.
I think that you're very lucky that I am the co-host today, because if you are a brand new user, I have the right question.
She's got the questions for us, such as?
What is Plex?
It's what it starts with, right, folks?
Yeah.
The bare minimum question going into a demonstration of how to create a Plex server is, what is Plex?
What is Plex?
Plex Media Server. Think of it this way. Jeff and I like to call it our homebrew Netflix. Take all of your videos, put them on a drive.
Okay.
Take all of your, you know, the video podcasts that you watch, like Category 5 TV, if you download our torrents, put them on that drive. Put them into a folder and plug it into Plex. Then Plex Media Server, mm-hmm. in our case on a Raspberry Pi 3, creates an environment that looks and feels a lot like Netflix. It keeps track of what episodes you've seen. It allows you to rate episodes. It shows you the description and a thumbnail image of each episode and each movie. And as you watch things, it marks them as watched. So if you're watching something like Category 5 TV, and there are 11 seasons of this thing, you can actually see where you've gotten to. So if you're binge watching anything, it makes it really easy.
Okay. Same with like in the middle of an episode, like you can turn it off and then you come back to
pause
it later and it's in the right spot.
And the other nice thing about Plex Media Server along that vein is that it works with all your devices. So this device will be plugged into your TV, no doubt, and you'll be streaming video directly on the device. But then, if you have an Ethernet cable plugged into it, you can be using your tablet and watching it on your tablet. You can have it on your computer upstairs or the TV in the living room or the bedroom and still and not have to move the device around. It streams it through your network to any of your devices through the web browser.
Can it be multi-use? Like Okay, yeah. I like this.
Within the limitations of a Raspberry Pi, because it is a very small microserver, it doesn't have the same amount of power as a supercomputer, but yes, you can definitely stream to multiple devices.
So cool.
So, if you're watching it on your TV downstairs and you pause it because it's time to make supper, you go up to the kitchen, you pull out your Android tablet or your phone and you set it up and you push play, it starts right where you left off while you were downstairs.
That's magnificent.
Homebrew Netflix with your own content. Works with home movies, works with MP3s and your music library, and it plays web streaming. We have an actual Plex channel, an add-on that you can put into your Plex deployment, and it gives you access to all of our back episodes plus live streaming during the live broadcast. So it is a very well-rounded solution, and we're going to learn how to set that up on a Pi.
Perfect.
Why? Why would we do this? Why do we ever use a Raspberry Pi 3?
Because they're amazing.
They are amazing.
They're inexpensive.
They are very inexpensive, Sasha.
They are easy.
Not only easy to use, but easy to procure.
Yes.
And I may not have, and you may not have, a server at home that has HDMI output and can fit behind your TV that's mounted on the wall. This you can just tape onto the back of the TV and plug an HDMI cable in and a power cable and you're done.
Right. This is a very easy, like it's a palatable beginning step, right? Like I feel like that, like if you are new to all things Linux, if you're new to all things tech and you're, this is the first episode you've ever seen, you're lucky because this is a great first step.
All right.
All right.
So speaking of first step, for those of you who do not want to do it yourself, comes Plex Pi.
Right.
PlexPi.com will take you to, well, currently, it just takes you to a forum. And I'm going to bring it up on my computer screen for you. I've got my laptop here. And let's just see if I can bring it up. See if that comes up. Yes. Okay. So PlexPi.com. And when I go there, right now, we haven't built a website for it yet. It just takes you to the Category 5 Community Forum. And you'll see a development forum here because it is under development right now. And if you scroll, there are three sticky posts. One of them is introduction to Plex Pi and download Plex Pi images. And when you go there, there's a brief introduction as to how it works, how to follow along with the steps, and of course, where you can download it as well. And this is going to evolve over time. We are going to create a website at plexpi.com so that it's, you know, more attractive and easier to find what you're looking for. But in the meantime, it gives you free access to the image. So what that means is, for those who don't want to do it yourself, if you're not a Linux guru and you don't want to go through the steps and figure it out and follow along with the steps that we're going to show you tonight, you can just fire up this image. Use something like Etcher. That's the program that I like to use.
Right.
So you install Etcher. I've got a link below if you're watching this on YouTube or on our website or anywhere where we've got comments and things. Follow the link to Etcher, and that will allow you to burn the image to a USB flash drive or, in this case, a micro SD card that you're going to put in your Raspberry Pi.
Right.
Once it's in there, we can boot it up. You ready?
Okay.
Let's turn on our Raspberry Pi 3. So this is happening in real time, and I've already burned the image for Plex Pi 1.1, the current version, on my Raspberry Pi 3. So here we go. So from downloading and burning it to now booting it for the first time, it is this easy to get up and running with Plex. So you see the Raspbian desktop there. Now wait for it. Wait for it. And wait a little more. Plex is a-loading. You're going to leave this thing running on your TV. You're going to fire it up, and it's just going to be running connected to your TV. You don't have to wait for it and things like that. And then we're going to be up on the screen here where it's going to ask us, how do you want to log in?
Oh, that's
how do you want to sign up? That is a fully functional Plex Media server from PlexPi.com. It's ready to go. We just booted it up there exactly how you're going to see it. So you need to sign up for an account. I use my email address to sign up, and just like any sign up, you just give them your email address and enter a password. And that is what you're going to use on all of your devices to connect to your Plex Media server. And you can access it from outside of your network. If you've got high-speed internet, those kinds of things are all possible. This is not a tutorial on how to use Plex Media Server. That's happening next week. But what we're doing here is showing you how to get set up with a Plex Media Server on your Raspberry Pi. So there it is. It's as simple as that. That's PlexPi.com. From there, if you want to get out of it, you hit Alt-F4. That takes you right into your regular desktop.
Mm-hmm.
And you can just shut her down. Just like that.
Okay.
Done. And now we've got an opportunity to change the card. I've already created a Raspbian Stretch installation here. So for those of you who are interested in DIY, here it is. It's just Raspbian Stretch. Nothing has been done to it. It's out of the box, ready to go. We're going to learn how to create, how to build, how to install everything we need to have this become that. We're going to check that out right after the break. Stick around. Jeff Weston.
Yeah, man.
You're building a brand new, beautiful website.
What?
Aren't you?
No. Am I?
Oh, you're a terrible actor.
What?
This is where acting comes into play.
Oh, I didn't know we were acting.
You're supposed to act.
Okay, fair enough. All right.
Yeah, I'm building a really cool website. Are you building a really cool website? Just because Jeff is confused doesn't mean you have to be. Visit cat5.tv/dreamhost to sign up for unlimited web hosting for your website with unlimited email accounts, MySQL databases, the latest version of PHP, WordPress, and more, and even a free domain name registration. It's less than $6 per month, so sign up today. cat5.tv/dreamhost. And we're back with Raspbian Stretch on Category 5 Technology TV. Now, everything that's going to happen from here on out is for the DIY wanna do it yourself. And we're going to install, set up Plex Media Server on this bare bones Raspberry Pi 3. If that's not you, if you're not the DIY, just rewind this video, learn all about PlexPi.com. Forget about everything you're about to see here today.
That's right.
We're going to get real geeky here. We're going to get into the Linux terminal, and we're going to see how we can get this set up. So let's do it.
Okay.
All right. So speaking of Linux terminal, we're going to bring it up. There we go. And we're going to go sudo apt update. That's the first thing we want to do on Linux to make sure that things, as far as our repositories, are up to date. Now, do we know what a repository is? A repository is something that Linux uses in order to install software. It's a place on the web where a bunch of software resides, and anytime we want software, all we have to do is use that apt command here on Raspbian or a Debian derivative, and then it will download it and install it. We don't have to find their website. We don't have to compile anything. We don't have to figure it out. It's all there for us, ready to go. So now I'm going to go apt. Now notice that it says that there are some things that can be upgraded, so we want to do that. Apt upgrade. Not update. Notice it says, hey, couldn't lock the file. That's because I forgot sudo, because I need to be super user. Now it's going to go through and it's going to upgrade anything that is ready to be upgraded. So are we ready to do that? Yes, let's do that. This is now downloading all of those programs off of the web, and this just shows you how bare bones my installation of Raspbian Stretch is here tonight, because there is a ton of stuff to be upgraded here. I see things like Python, and even my time zone data is being updated. So that's all happening through those repositories. That's also how we're going to install Plex Media Server tonight. So let's check on the status here. It looks like it's working away. And it can take some time, especially, you know, if you've got a slower connection. We're going to use the magic of television to kind of speed this up for you tonight. Let's see how we can do that. Okay, so in real time, we're sitting here, and this has so far taken about 20 minutes or so to get to this point. In that amount of time, Marshman in the chat room says, while this is going on, I downloaded and burned an SD card and booted up the new PlexPi.com. And now back to our post-processed accelerated apt upgrade on the Raspberry Pi 3. And boom, it's done, just like that. And it took no time at all. Actually, it really did. You're going to have to dedicate yourself some time on the Raspberry Pi 3 because it does take a lot of time to update. So really quickly, now that that's been updated, upgraded, now we need to go apt dist upgrade. That's going to be the next step. Again, super user do, sudo apt dist upgrade. And I'm not... Oh, I'm so happy to see that it doesn't need to do any because that took a while to get through. Okay, now we need to go sudo reboot, and that's going to restart our Raspberry Pi 3 because now that we've got all those updates to the software, we need to make sure that we get that basically those load.
Right.
They need to load up on the system. So here we go. We're rebooting into the updated Raspbian Stretch. Now, if you're not familiar with Raspbian, you can head on over to raspberrypi.org. Don't forget the silent P in there, raspberrypi.org. And it's P-I, like the number, not right. Pi, like the edible. And you can download it for free from there. It's based on Debian. Now, it tells me, okay, hey, you're upgraded to the latest version. Congratulations. Thank you. Took long enough. Okay, so now, next step. Because now that we're up to date, we can finally get into installing, deploying our Plex Media Server. Now, a real case for PlexPi.com comes from realizing how much time this can take to do this yourself.
Right.
So we've done the work for you, folks. PlexPi.com, you can just download it, run it, you're good to go. Mm-hmm. So let's see how it's done, though. Let's actually get in there and make this happen. So, all right, in my terminal, which... Thank you to the community who has let me know, hey, Control-Shift-Plus allows me to actually zoom in on the terminal. So, folks, if you're watching at home and having trouble seeing that on your 60-inch TV, well, that's going to help you out a great deal. There we go. So, first thing I want to do now that we've rebooted is we need to make sure that apt, remember we did apt update? And I'm tired of typing sudo, so I'm going to go sudo su, and now I am root. Done. Now, remember how when I do apt update and everything else, it connects to the servers and gets its updates? Well, we need to make sure that apt is able to use HTTPS SSL encrypted transport. In order to do that, we need to install a package which may on the new stretch already be in existence, but we're going to do it anyways just to be sure. It doesn't hurt anything. Remember that I am now root. Okay, that's what sudo su did. So I don't have to type sudo. Apt install, and we're going to just make sure apt transport HTTPS, hit enter. If you don't have it, it's going to install it. If you do, it says app transport HTTPS is already the newest version. So now we need to actually get our Plex Media Server, repository. It's a PPA, so we need to add that to our system here. I'm not sure if there's a stretch one. Let's give it a go. So let's go... let's go over here. Let's do it this way. /etc/apt. And we're going to go into sources.list.d. And we're going to create a new one. So notice I'm in the folder /etc/apt/sources.list.d. This is where I can add all kinds of things. I'm going to call this pms.list. And you can follow along with this whole tutorial at cat5.tv/pms. And to be sure, it stands for Plex Media Server.
Mm-hmm.
Now I'm creating a new file with nano. I am root, so I can do this. And I'm going to go deb HTTPS, now that we've got HTTPS transport. And we're going to go devtoday.de/pms stretch main. And then I'm going to output that with control O and then control X to exit. Apt update. Let's see if there is a stretch repository there. If all goes well, it's gonna tell me that the key can't be found. There we go. That's good. So it's found a stretch.
Perfect.
All right, perfect. Okay, so the public key is not available. We need to get that. So wget-o. Do I have a pipe this time? I do not. Okay, you guys ready for this? Remember last time on episode number, what was it, 459?
Yes.
We had that trouble. So let's see if I can change my keyboard settings, preferences.
Mouse and keyboard
settings. My mouse is very sluggish, by the way, so that's why I'm moving in slow motion here. Keyboard. Keyboard layout. Raspberry Pi being based in the UK, they've defaulted this to a UK keyboard. Now, I want to change to a United States keyboard. You may need to change to something that's more appropriate to you. And I'm going to choose English US.
Great idea.
Now I'm going to have that pipe character, unlike last time. Okay. And then, okay. Wow. Is that ever sluggish? Wow. Okay. Do I have pipe? Yes. Okay. Wget dash capital O. That is the letter O. And then dash. Yes, that's intentional. We're going to output this and import it into the next command. https://dev2day.de/pms/dev2day-pms.gpg.key. Don't worry, you can copy and paste that at cat5.tv/pms. And then pipe and then sudo apt dash key add dash. So what we're saying is grab that key and output it to dash, we'll say, from devtoday.de/pms-gpg.key, blah, blah, blah. Then pipe it into sudo apt key add dash. That's going to download and import the key all in one fell swoop without actually putting the file on my hard drive. Now, if I go apt update, if all went well, we will not see those error messages this time because the public key is now available.
Right.
And it worked. Okay, so now we're ready to install Plex Media Server. This is where things have changed a little bit in Debian Stretch or in Raspbian Stretch in our case. The package name has changed. So we're going to go apt install Plex Media Server dash installer. Okay. Now, before I hit enter on that, I'm going to bring up my browser here so that you can just see what is going to be different. And you can see that little bit of sluggishness to the Raspberry Pi 3. That's what I was talking about when we were talking last week about how performance feels more like a desktop on the XU4Q. Mm-hmm. If I go http://localhost:32400/web, it's going to tell me that such a thing does not exist. Okay? That's where Plex is going to live in just a couple of moments' time. I'm going to hit enter. And it's found it. It's installing it. Fantastic. So again, repositories save the day, makes it super, super easy. And it's grabbing a couple of extra packages that are needed.
Right.
That's fantastic. While we wait for that, you know what? This is not even taking very long,
no.
This one. This is motoring along. I'm going to bring up another terminal window, and we're going to zoom in on that one. And we're going to go sudo su. And I'm going to get started with the next step while I'm waiting. So I'm going to go /etc/default and Plex Media Server, which the file already exists because it's halfway done installing. So this is my configuration file. And I need to tell it what user to run as. You see how Plex Media Server user is currently set to Plex? Well, on the Raspberry Pi, the user is called Pi. So output that with Control O. And then Control X. Now that is ready for us, so it's going to be running as that. I also need to change the ownership of that file just so that we've got access to it. chown, not the file, pardon me, but the folder which is going to contain Plex Media Server. But I need to wait until this process is done because it's still adding some files. But I can get ready for it. chown -r, which means recursive, pi. Pi, so that's the Pi user and the Pi group, because that's who we're going to be running as. Var lib Plex Media Server. So I got to wait for this to finish before I hit enter, because there are still going to be some files that are going to be dropped into that folder, and then we'll be good to go. Once again, feels like I want to speed this up for you. It's moving along anyways, a little better than the last one, but it is not an exciting process to sit there watching it. You'll feel so much better just to boot up Plex Pi, I guarantee it. But there's a certain thrill that comes from doing it yourself, isn't there? And you can really customize it. Now that that's ready, let's zoom in again. So I'm going chown recursively. We're going to go pi, which means pi, colon, pi, pi user, pi group, that folder. So now that folder belongs to Pi. So it's ready. So now systemctl restart Plex Media Server. Because we've changed the user that we want it to run as. So we need to restart it. Systemctl status Plex Media Server. And we see that it is active running. Well, could this be true? Let's go back to our web browser. And we're going to hit F5 on the page that says cannot be reached. And ladies and gentlemen, we now have Plex on a Raspberry Pi 3.
Amazing.
Quite a bit more onerous than just downloading plexpi.com and installing it on a flash drive and getting up and running. But as I say, such a victorious feeling to do it yourself.
Right.
And you learn along the way.
You could go to the store and buy a lasagna, or you could make a lasagna at home.
I'm not even going to talk about the robot grandma who could make that lasagna for you, and it would be just like grandma used to make. There it is, folks. That is Plex on the Raspberry Pi 3. Two different ways to do it, DIY or just download it and go. Check out more. You can get your Pi at cat5.tv/Pi. That's the device that you need. Nice and cheap. Nice little piece of hardware that comes like that. Get yourself a power supply for it, an SD card, something that has a reasonable amount of space, say 32 gigs or so to get up and going. Then you're going to use USB with an external hard drive or a NAS share or something like that in order to store your media. We're going to look at how Plex actually functions next week. We're going to take it from here and show you how to use it. So that's Plex on the Raspberry Pi. Find out more at cat5.tv/PMS.